What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 7. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Voice Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. On this episode, we have a special guest. We have a entrepreneur in the building. She is also a chef. She owns a company called Chef Ashley A. Torres Catering LLC. We're going to interview her about her journey as a chef, about her business, about the food that she brought us today, and many more. This was a really dope interview, and I can't wait for y'all to check it out. Y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Mook Dallas, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, in time form, it's the gentleman facts quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, dreams does come true. And I say this because anything is possible when you work hard to achieve the dreams. When you work hard to achieve the life that you deserve. All you have to do is be patient and just continue to work hard. And anything is possible, just keep going and don't give up. That is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts, Crawl of the Day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hey, this is Chef Ashley A. Torres, owner of Chef Ashley A. Torres Catering, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I got my special guest. I got my first chef on the show, and she got a business called Chef Ashley A. Torres Catering LLC, and she brought me something special today too. So we're gonna get to that as well. We got Chef Ashley A. Torres in the building. Ashley, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me on the show, Ken.
Yeah, thank you for coming on the show. And I do know Ashley a long time. We had a weird first impression, but we good now. We good. And yeah, I'm happy that I got you on the show. You actually been one of my dream guests who I wanted to interview on the show for a minute. So yeah.
Well, thank you. I've been seeing your podcast for a while, and I was like, dang, I wonder if I could even get on his show for an episode, you know, and introduce my business and, you know, get there, because I see you growing and you doing good. And I'm like, I'm interested. Like, your conversations and your episodes is really good, and I'm like, maybe I could be an interesting conversation.
Well, thank you for that. Hey, I'm pretty sure we are. We're about to dive in right now. But first thing first, let me all you know, where are you from?
I am from New York City, born and raised in Harlem, first in East Harlem, then West Harlem or Black Harlem, and now I currently reside in the Bronx.
Nice. So if you could describe yourself with three words, what would that word be?
Wow, okay. I would say that I'm shy, creative, and humble.
Good choices. What is one thing that you like to do at your own time?
Oh, on my own time, besides cooking or baking or doing something in the kitchen, I'm such a big video gamer. Overwatch is my thing. Yes, I am a big Overwatch fan. My main is Sombra. I love it. When I'm not playing video games, I'm watching anime. And if I'm not watching anime, I'm either drawing in my sketchbook, painting, or doing something on the artistic side.
No, I ain't gonna hold you. That is dope because I am a big video game person as well. I'm a big Nintendo person. Oh, anything mm-hmm. Nintendo, I'm big on it. And I am an anime person too. I just started getting back into anime now, which is mm-hmm. crazy enough. So right now, One Piece has been my thing right now. So.
Oh yes, One Piece, forever One Piece. one of my favorite animes, if not my favorite.
Dope. And what is in your headphones right now? It could be a song, it could be an album, or even a podcast. What are you listening to right now?
Okay, so an album just dropped. The artist's name is J. Calm, I believe. And I'm addicted to one song on his album called WYN. I hope I'm saying that right. It's like really good. It's Afrobeat, reggae type song, very slow and nice, but it's good, and I'm vibing to it.
Dope. I'm gonna have to check that out. That's dope. Now let's get to it now. So let's talk about your beginning. Like, how were you growing up? Let's talk about your life on journey. How were you growing up?
Okay, so I grew up in a household of 5 siblings. It's my 2 older sisters, then it's me and my twin brother, and then my younger brother. And we were very close to my mom's side of the family. They come from Trinidad. My mom was actually born and raised in Trinidad, and then she came here when she was like a little younger. But that's where my love of cooking basically came from, because I always was in the kitchen with my mother. And also like when my aunt from Trinidad would come up, I would be in the kitchen with them. My great-grandmother, always in the kitchen with them, and just loved to be around them in that space, because it just felt like pure love and happiness and family.
That's dope. So how all that you've been through made you the person that you are today?
Okay, I had a good life growing up as a child, and it shaped me into the person I am today, which is, like I told you, the word that describes me, humble. It made me that humble person and that creative person. But in 2016, my mom passed from brain cancer, and that was like the roughest point in me and my siblings' lives. And it was to a point where we actually were homeless, and we had to grow together and work hard to get to where we were, to get our apartment and just survive, because we didn't have jobs when we got homeless. We didn't have jobs. So we had to get jobs, and then I was going through culinary school, paying for culinary school while I was in it and trying to figure things out, and was able to complete that. And now my life is so much better. It made me the hard worker that I am. I came from working 2 to 3 jobs at a time to now being able to work my regular 1 9-to-5 job and then focus solely on my business when I'm not at my 9-to-5 job. So, yeah. Yeah. It's been a struggle, but it was good. It was a good lesson that I needed to learn to become who I am today.
Yeah, once again, sorry about your mother.
Thank you.
And also, I'm happy that you overcame all that, because you are doing an amazing thing now. But we're about to get into all the amazing things that you're about to do now. So as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I call you Chef. What inspired you to become a chef?
Funny thing was, I didn't even think I was going to be a chef. I just loved cooking since I was young. I don't even know what age I started cooking, maybe like 6, 7. But I always thought I was going to be a fashion designer, actually. And, you know, when that didn't work out, I just knew that I was good in the kitchen naturally. And I was like, you know what? Let me go to school and make this official. Let me have the title under my name. Why not? So, yeah, that's how I became Chef Ashley.
But you started a business called Chef Ashley A. Torres Catering LLC. What made you want to go to that route, and how that got started?
Well, this actually happened like at the beginning of COVID, when I wanted to make my business an official LLC. Yeah. And as you know, we were all in quarantine and we couldn't do anything. So I was like, yeah, it's time for me to start something, to start building something under my name so that I could pass on to future generations, to future kids and family members, and have something under the Torres name.
Nice. But also, you also got the thing called Spice It Up. Tell us about that. What is Spice It Up?
Okay, so Spice It Up is my brand new season in line. Well, it's not brand new. It's not a year old yet, but it's just something I started because with my cooking, I like to venture and just combine things and make new flavors. And I'm really actually good at that. So I was like, you know what? Maybe I should bottle this and make it a thing and see how it goes. So I designed labels and ordered bottles. And I was like, let me give it a shot. Let's see how this goes. And it actually started off pretty well. So yeah, I actually have some of them here with me. Can I show it on camera?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
if you got the YouTube version, if you watch it on YouTube, Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast TV, you go see everything that's going on. If you're not, then yeah.
Go watch it on YouTube so y'all can see the bottles. But I'm gonna show you the bottles that I use in my cabinet, so they're not full because I use them a lot. But this is my complete seasoning. This is actually salt free. Nice. And yeah, this is just like basically like an adobo type of seasoning. Very, the ingredients are very natural. There's no added preservatives or anything like that in it. And it smells amazing. You can't smell it, but on my end, it smells good. And when you can use it on anything, chicken, rice, beans, soups, whatever you want, you can use this on. I also have here my second bestseller, my jerk seasoning. This is also salt-free, and I use this quite often as well. Not as often as my adobo, as you can see, but I use this a lot too because a lot of people order jerk stuff from me. And yeah, and my other one that I have here that's in my pantry is my barbecue seasoning. I actually love this one. It's not my favorite out of my seasoning blends, but it's one of the ones that I decided to have in my personal pantry. And then I have my lemon pepper seasoning. This is also a big hit with my family. They like when I roast my chicken with this.
Nice.
But yeah, but all of my seasonings are like really natural, very simple. How do you call this? Very conscious of people who are on a low sodium diet. So you're free to put any amount of salt on your own in it. This just comes with flavor, basically. Like, you're gonna get a pack load of flavor, you put your own salt in with your own levels to it so that you're happy and that you're health conscious.
Nice. And that's really dope. And I gotta start getting my own, but if somebody like me wanted to get some of your sauce, where can they get it?
Okay, so if you wanted to purchase a bottle of seasoning or anything from my seasoning line, you can go to www.thespiceitup.com, where you will find all my seasonings available there. And if you can't commit to one large bottle, I do also offer the sample box that comes with a sample packet of each of my seasonings that I have available.
Okay, there you go. But before we continue, Miss Chef Ashley got me a treat. You know, she got me a little something. And she got me this thing right here.
Yes, and, yes, I did.
and let my audience know, what is in here? What is it exactly?
Okay, so what you have in there is Chef Ashley's famous stewed chicken. I learned that recipe from my mother, my great-grandmother, my great-aunt from Trinidad. So you are going to get a very good meal with my rice and peas and my fried cabbage.
Okay, nice, nice. So I'm going to do something that I never done on the show before. Since you are my first chef I ever have in a show, I'm gonna do a tasting testing on this right now.
Okay. This is my favorite part.
So if you watch it, on YouTube, you see, you know, she does. She got the thing right here, and I'm gonna give it a try.
Okay, all right, be honest. My favorite part is seeing the person take the first bite, because that's like the initial, like, you know, if you did good or if you did bad. Yeah. So now I'm going to know if I did good or if I did bad.
All right, we're going to try this. We're going to try
it. All right.
Okay, that was the cabbage.
Okay.
Yeah, good. All right, let me try this. The stewed chicken, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We happy? We happy? Did I do good? Did I pass your taste test?
Hold on. I didn't try to get right the rice yet. I tried the rice.
All right.
It was good.
Yeah, I did good.
Yeah, you did good.
All right. Okay, I'm happy with that.
Thank you. I'm not gonna lie. I've been seeing you post on IG for a very long time. I always said to myself, I think I gotta support Ashley one day. Like, I really gotta support her. I always said that I'm gonna get your food, but I just never got a chance to. I'm happy that I finally got a chance to try it. And I'm definitely gonna support you even more. You did a good job.
Thank you so much. And with that meal, you have my seasonings on it. I used my complete seasoning. A little pinch of my jerk seasoning was used in the cabbage, actually. And then also, I don't have it out here, but it's in my fridge. My green seasoning, which I also learned that from my great grandmother from Trinidad. So yes, that is on the stewed chicken. That is in the rice. It's not in the cabbage, but it's definitely in the rice, and it's on the stewed chicken.
Yes, you know, keep doing your thing. You are amazing. I can't wait to try more of your food.
Thank you so much. I'm happy you enjoyed it, and I hope you continue to enjoy it.
I'm gonna eat the rest of this after. But let's get back to the program.
So
while cooking, what is your favorite food to make, and what is the hardest thing to make?
Okay, that is a really good question. Wow. Okay, so my favorite thing to make is my jerk pork shoulder. It's very fun to make. It takes a long time to make because you have to roast. I have to brown it first on the stovetop and then get it in the oven, and then it has to cook for like 30 minutes at a certain temperature, and then I lower the temperature, and then it has to cook for like 4 to 5 hours on the low temperature until it's like falling off the bone and delicious. So yeah, that is my favorite thing to cook. The hardest thing I've ever made was, that is a really good one. I forgot the actual name of this, but it's a type of dough, like a dumpling casing. And the precise measurements of the ingredients you have to put in and how you have to roll it and layer it and then cook it so that you separate it. Oh, it's phyllo dough. I think that's what the name of it is, called phyllo or something. I could be saying it wrong. But yeah, so you have to like layer it and then cook it on a pan, but you can't cook it too much because then it's all going to cook together. So you have to cook it to a certain stage where you can still pull it apart to where the dough is actually like see-through. And you just fill it with any ingredient you want, fold it up, and then fry it, bake it, whatever you choose to do with it. But yes, I did attempt that. I was able to make it properly, but it was very hard. Would I do it again? Probably not.
Yeah, at least you tried it. That's all that matters. Mm-hmm. So as a chef, what have been the biggest challenge so far?
As a chef, for me personally, is having more confidence in myself when it comes to people trying my food for the first time. Like, I always get nervous because, you know, I'm not saying everyone has to like my food. There's gonna be someone in the world that doesn't like my cooking, and I'm completely fine with that. But I'm just always nervous about it. But it's also good if someone doesn't like my food, because then I can ask them, what can I do to make this better, so if you choose to try my food again, you would like it. It's a learning lesson for me, and it makes me a better chef.
That's dope. So what are the main goals as a chef, and where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Okay, in 5 years, I see my seasoning line in major supermarkets, selling worldwide in different countries and area codes. And I see my catering business being amazing, if not having my own catering hall. But yeah, I just see myself like working hard and becoming a businesswoman that I know I can be.
You know, anything possible. So I believe that you could do it.
Thank you.
Anything is possible.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm trying.
Well, keep going. Keep going. Don't try to keep going.
Thank you.
But as you know, we are in a pandemic. Guess we still there. I don't know. It's weird. But how did the pandemic affect you as a whole? And what did you learn from it?
The pandemic taught me to appreciate life more, to appreciate people more, and to appreciate lessons more. And that's why I decided starting last year, like, to push myself to doing things that I would never have seen myself doing. Like, for instance, last summer, I hosted my very first pop-up shop event, and I was very nervous, and Lord knows me, like I told you, I'm shy, and I would never think I would speak in front of all those people that was there and be able to manage vendors and organize something as major as this, but I did it, and that's because I took the time and invested in myself to teach myself to be a leader, and I'm continuing to teach myself to be a leader.
That's good. The best way to go is grow, and you're doing it.
Thank you.
But let's switch it up. Let's get back to a more positive note. Let's get back to more positive stuff.
Okay.
What is your dream venture? Something that you always want to do?
I want to travel. Like, that's something that I haven't done in my life. Like, I've gone on family vacations, like, within the United States, but I've never been on an airplane. I don't even have a passport, okay?
Oh, wow.
So my one thing is to get a passport and travel the world. And if God blesses me, I don't know, to win the lotto or something, and I get my hands on some money, I would take a year off from working and just travel the world to learn different cultures, foods, and spices and everything, so that way I could come back and integrate that into my business.
You know,
that's one of my things, to be able to travel. Like, I really want to do that.
You know what's crazy? I definitely need to travel way more too, because I barely travel like that as well. I don't have a passport either, so that's something I need to do as well. So we in the same goal right now. We got the same goal right now.
Yeah, we gotta do that. You know, we can't stay stuck in New York. Stay stuck in the United States. We limited to what we got here. You know, there's a lot of things out there. We gotta explore it.
I agree. I definitely want to travel the world. So yeah, I agree with you on that 100%. But what other project that you got going on that you have not mentioned yet?
I don't have anything right now in the works that's different. Just I just have some other seasoning blends that I'm working on that are just, you know, doodled down in my notebook that I want to try out. I'm not going to share too much because I want it to be a surprise when I post it. But that's something that I'm working on. I might have some other social events that I'm trying to pull together. It's in the works. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, dope. And what do you have to say for anybody going the same route as you? Like, say something inspirational to anybody want to be a chef or anything.
I would say don't give up. Even if you didn't get an order today or in a week or a month, it will happen. Don't feel discouraged. Keep doing what you got to do. It's going to happen. Stay strong. Keep pushing. As long as you work hard, you will see the effort and you will see the progress.
There you go. That's good advice. That's definitely good advice. So before you go, Miss Chef Ashley, we're going to play a segment game called Five Random Topics. I ask you five random topics, and you let me know, you know, short or long response, or however you want to answer it. I will also join in on this as well.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think I am.
All right. So, first one is, who is your favorite artist?
Chris Brown. Is that a bad thing to say? I really like Chris Brown. I liked him since high school.
I mean, Chris Brown talented. I like Chris Brown talented. Nothing wrong with that. For me, I'm gonna say two. Michael Jackson, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Neo and Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm such a big Chris Brown fan. That ain't never gonna change.
There you go, there you go. What is a food that you don't like? What you don't like eating, I should say.
Liver.
That's a good choice. That's a good choice. Me is ham.
Really?
Yeah. A long story about that. I ate ham a long time ago, and then I got sick from it, and then I just didn't really like it anymore after that.
Yeah.
I tried it for years, but it was like, I just wasn't feeling it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So ham is my answer. The next one probably be a calm one, but what is your favorite movie? I guess name three.
You said name three?
Yeah, name three favorite movies that you like, you always could watch.
Okay. Okay. My number one favorite movie is Twister. I've loved this movie since I was a little girl. I can watch it, like literally put it on, watch it, and as it's going off the credits, restart it and watch it again. That's how much I love this movie. And then my second favorite movie is Poltergeist. Why? Because I'm a big horror fan. So I love Poltergeist. I can watch that too. And then, okay, this one is going to be tied. I'm going to say four. It's either Chicken Run or Coraline. I love Coraline, so I think I'm gonna go with Coraline.
Okay,
so yeah.
For me, The Last Dragon. No, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I mean, I gotta watch that all the time.
You know what? That is a good choice.
Cool. I can't. That's one movie that you gotta watch. That one movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got a lot of favorite movies. This is hard for me to pick. The third one. I'm gonna say it's not recent because this became my favorite movie. As the bill came, I love this movie already. I already saw the movie 10 times now. Super Mario Brothers movie.
Wait, which one? The new one or the old one from when we were doing that?
Oh, I'm talking about the new one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm talking about the new one. No, we don't talk about that old school.
No, those are some good picks.
Yeah. And what is your go-to TV show? Like something that, no matter what, you always gotta watch it. It represents a repeat, no matter what, you always gotta watch it.
I don't have a go-to TV show, but right now I'm kind of addicted to a show called Traitors. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I like that show a lot. It's like a mind game type of show. It have you thinking of like strategies to how to win the money, how to get people not to figure out that you're a traitor. Like it's really good. You should check it out if you haven't heard of it.
I heard of it. I never watched it though. I know one of the dudes from Love Island's on there. Bergie's on there.
Mm-hmm.
I never watched it yet. I might check that. That's on my watch list though.
Check it out. It's good.
My go to it's a kind of old show, but it's still come on now, somewhat. It's Grassy.
Boy, I should have said Degrassi. I forgot about Degrassi. That is a good show.
It is.
Which one? The beginnings of Degrassi or Next Generation or this new one?
Next Generation. Of course, the Next Generation with Drake.
Okay. Okay. that's the best one.
And that is the best one. Definitely the best one. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your last one? What is your dream vacation? Funny how we were already on the topic anyway, but what is your vacation?
I want to go to India.
Dope.
I want to go to India. If I have to make it, like, my first trip will be India. If I can't do India, then I want to do Japan, just because I'm an anime fan.
Dope. Japan will be my list too, but if I were to go to my first trip, it would definitely be Paris.
Yeah?
Paris, yeah.
Why would you pick Paris? I'm just curious.
I don't know. Paris. I mean, the one I'm a romantic one. Two Paris has always been something that I always want to give it a try. I feel like it's a nice place.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely want to try Paris. Maybe Brazil. That's a lot of places I want to go.
Okay. All right, cool.
But Miss Chef Ashley, thank you for coming on the show. This was a fun conversation.
Yes, it was fun.
And I'm happy that I had you on the show. And this was dope. And keep killing it with the food. And yeah, keep doing your thing.
Thank you so much, Ken. I appreciate this so much for even allowing me to be on your platform. Thank you for letting me showcase my work to your audience. And I'm just very appreciative. So thank you for giving me the time and the opportunity.
Yes, of course, anytime. But before you go, let my audience know where they can reach you and let them know where they can buy your food if they want to buy, take out your food and the Spice It Up brand as well.
Okay, so again, the Spice It Up seasoning blends are available on my website at www.thespiceitup.com. You'll be able to find all my seasoning blends there, Mama's Green Seasoning, and the sample box with all of the seasonings in smaller sample form. If you would like to book a catering with me, you can follow me on Instagram. My Instagram is Catered by Chef Torres. And you can DM me directly there, or my contact information is also there with my email, my cell phone number. So feel free to reach out to me, book a tasting. Consultations for tastings are $25 per person with two people max. So yes, check me out, guys.
Yes, there you go. And thank you, and we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About News Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About News Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. Every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursdays, and Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series, and every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. True! I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, Chef Ashley A. Torres, for coming on the show. Thank you for telling your story. Thank you for dropping knowledge. Thank you for sharing your food. You know, it was really good. Keep doing amazing things. I know big things are coming. And just never give up. You are doing amazing. And I would definitely continue to support you on your journey. So once again, thank you, Chef Ashley, for coming to the show. And y'all already know where I'm at every Sundays for the main series and every Thursdays for spin-off series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And The Old School Show with myself and the star Ryder Ride every fourth Thursdays. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Compose, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Compose, and Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And you can check this episode on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle TV. If you want to be a guest on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media, Ken_Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, underscore Mr. M-R, Gentleman, T-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N, and we can set something up. I am still looking for more guests for season 7, and looking for guests for season 8. So hit me up so we can set something up. Mr. Gentleman, like the shout outs, we'll return on next week episode of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. New shout-out starting next week on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And of course, add me on Good Pod, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod Kids and many independent podcasters. We rate each other's show. We see what everybody listen to. And we have the charts. And at this time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is doing. And on the charts for top 100 shows, we are number 9 on the normal charts and number 7 on the indie charts. For society and culture, we are still number 1 for 4 days for society and culture. And for top 100 episodes, we are number 5 on the normal charts and number 6 on the indie charts for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents, the 5-year anniversary episode. So once again, thank y'all for helping us get back on the charts, and let's continue to grow the show. And once again, thank you everybody. Check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, where you can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You can watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, not only the audio version, but the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast TV, and the Mr. Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day. You can check out every guest profile who's been on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. All 65 guests who've been on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Check out every guest appearance that I've been on for Mr. Gentleman on other platforms. Check it out. The latest guest appearance that I've been on, Star Time, and Better Call Daddy Podcast. And buy some merch from the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast store at tpublic.com or just buy it through the website. Just search Gentlemen Like the Podcast, and you can buy merch for there. We have shirts, hoodies, mugs, and many more. So support Mr. Gentlemen Like the Podcast merch store, and support the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlikethepodcast.com. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentlemen Like the Podcast. Next Sunday, we have a new episode of Mr. Gentlemen Like the Podcast. We got a podcast host and a life coach by the name of Kathy Mile come on the show. And we're going to talk to her about so much things. So look out for next week's episode of Mr. Gentlemen Like the Podcast. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
My name is Imani, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.